Welcome back, everybody. Tell me, Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph 19a, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to talk about another machlokas that comes up between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Beis Shammai, Yomrim, Beis Shammai says, Lo yimkor adam chametz ol nachri. A person is not allowed to sell his chametz to a guy. This is not talking about our modern day mechiras chametz. Rather, it's just a continuation of our discussion of things that you can and cannot sell to a Gentile, to a guy, when it comes to certain Yisurim, like before Shabbos, or here in this case, before Pesach. So Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy, Elam ken yodei bo sheyech lekodem ha-Pesach, unless you know that it's going to be destroyed and consumed before Pesach. The Rebbe Shammai, that's what Beis Shammai says. As long as you are allowed to eat the chametz, you are allowed to sell the chametz to the person, and we do not need to make sure that he gets rid of it before Pesach. This seems to be a big machlokas about what we are trying to accomplish by tashbis, by getting rid of our chametz. Beis Shammai seems to hold that you need to actually destroy it. Beis Hillel says the key is just to get it out of our house. Now there's a further machlokas within Beis Hillel. We hold like Beis Hillel, and we know that we do sell our chametz. Again, different mechanism for that thing. This is another machlokas along those lines. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kuta Chabavli, when it comes to this mixture, this type of porridge thing that has some chametz in it, chomine kutach, and anything that has this type of kutach, asher limkor shloshim yom kodem ha-Pesach. So you're not allowed to sell it to a guy within 30 days before Pesach, because 30 days is where we know this concept of shloshim yom kodem ha-Chag, that we start learning the halachos. Pesach starts being on our mind for 30 days, and this type of mixture stays in the fridge for a while. It's not something that you eat at one time, so we're afraid that you're going to end up keeping it, that it's going to be there, so we say you should sell it even before the 30 days before Pesach in order to stay clear of chametz on Pesach. Now, we continue to go with the various decrees that are related to Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan, Rabbis taught us in a braisa. Before we say this halacha, we need to go ahead and get some background. So normally there's a halacha that says that you are only allowed to feed your own pet on Shabbos and not other people's animals. And the reason for this, that you can't feed just any animals, because we have a gzera that we're afraid you're going to come and trap the animals and violate the malacha of tzad. But when it comes to dogs, dogs play by a little bit of different rules. Dogs, at least in the times of Chazal, they were malnourished, so it's really everyone's responsibility to go ahead and feed the dogs. We do believe that we have to treat all creatures nicely, so says the Gemara. Nosnu mizonos lefnei hakel v'chatzer. So another piece of background that we need to get is that normally there'd be an isser to have your animal go and do malacha for you. This is what's known as mechamer. You can't cause an animal to do the malacha, so normally there would be that concern. But here says the Gemara that you're allowed to put food in front of a dog on Shabbos in the courtyard, again, assuming you're allowed to carry in that courtyard. Nitalo viyata. If the dog takes it and goes out of the yard, ain't his cock and low. We don't need to involve ourselves with it. It's no problem of mechamer. We don't have to worry that people are going to see this and think that the dog is doing a malacha for me. Kayot sebo, similarly, nostum is onus lefnei nachri bechatzer, that you're allowed to put food in front of a guy in a courtyard on Shabbos. Nitalo viyata, and he can take the food out and go, ain't his cock and low, and we don't need to involve ourselves in it. People aren't going to think that the guy is going and carrying something out for me and doing a malacha for me. Hasu lamali. So why do we need both of these cases? We already had the case of the dog. Why do we need the case of the guy? Hainu hach. It's the same thing. So answers the Gemara Mahu, Detema, Hai Rami Ale, Vahai Lo Rami Ale, Kamash Malan. We might have thought that when it comes to the dog, it's our obligation to go and feed this dog that's malnourished, so there it would be allowed, but the case of the guy would not be allowed, Kamash Malan, that we're also allowed to feed the guy on Shabbos as well. Now comes the Gemara with related laws. Tan Rabban and Rabbi Sons of Rice. Lo yaskir adam kelev lenachri be'erev Shabbos. Persons should not rent out his utensils to a guy on Erev Shabbos. Berivi v'chamishi mutter. But on Wednesday or Thursday, then it would be allowed. Kayotzi, but we have a similar halacha. Mishachin igros bi'an nachri be'erev Shabbos. We may not send out a letter with a guy on Erev Shabbos. Berivi v'chamishi mutter. On Wednesday or Thursday, it would be okay. Amru alav al Rabbi Yosi Akoin. Amru alav al Rabbi Yosi Achasid. Shalonim tziksav yado bi'an nachri me'elum. They would never have their handwriting in the possession of a guy, so that way they would never go and violate this isser. The question is, what is this isser? So what would be the problem? Why are you allowed to put things in the mailbox on Friday? So Rashi says the isser is that it would look like you hired him to go ahead and do this on Shabbos. For us nowadays, we don't really care, because we don't really necessarily care when our mail gets there. You put it in the mailbox, it will get there when it gets there. If you're going to be overnighting something, you give it in 2 minutes before Shabbos, that might potentially be an isser. Tosos over here says that the issue is not that it looks like you're going to hire someone for this. It says it's an issue of schar Shabbos. This is the issue of getting benefit or getting paid for something or work that you do on Shabbos. So this comes up all different types of ways and all different types of time. The way that we get around this is what's called havla, that let's say a caterer, they're going to be providing something for you on Shabbos. How are you ever allowed to do something? So we assume, no, it's the work that you're also doing during the week. Someone's leaning. So how are you allowed to pay someone for leaning on Shabbos? It's schar Shabbos. It's a problem. No, because the preparation they put in during the week, that's what we are paying people for. So this is what would be the issue if someone were to send a letter on Friday with a guy. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan Rabbi Shonas Rabbi. So, Emish Hachin Yeres, Beyond Nachri Erev Shabbos. Our related Brisa tells us that we're not allowed to send a letter with a guy on Erev Shabbos, Elim Kain Kotes Lo Damim, unless you made a set price for what you're going to do. Therefore, it's based on the job, and you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. He's doing it on his own leisure, on his own pace, and you didn't tell him to go ahead and do it on Shabbos. You didn't tell him the quicker you get there, the better. So, if he chooses to do it on Shabbos, that's not your fault. Beishamai says, Kadeshi Yagia Lebeso. Beishamai says that there must be sufficient time for the guy to reach his house before the Shabbos if you are going to allow this to happen. If you're going to give it to him on Friday, the only way it could be okay, according to Beishamai, is if he has enough time to reach his house before Shabbos. No, as long as he reaches the house nearest to the wall of the city in which the letter is being sent, that's going to be okay. Ask the Gemara, though, Vahalo Katzatz. Just a little while ago, we said that this machokas between Beishamai and Beis Hillel expressed itself that Beis Hillel would say, as long as you leave the house of the Jew, then you're going to be okay. Why here would it be any different? You have a stipulated fee, you have a set price that you're going to use where there's no specific me telling you to do it on Shabbos. So why is this any different than me giving or lending you something where Beis Hillel said all you need is to go ahead and just leave the Jewish person's house? So this answers the Gemara. Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, Hachi Kamar, this is what the Brice is saying. V'im lo katzatz, if you did not stipulate a fee, meaning it is hourly, Beis Shammai omer matzi yagilo beis. So Beis Shammai says it's only going to be permitted if the person can reach the house before Shabbos. Beis Hillel omer, Beis Hillel says, until the person goes into the nearest house in the city, that's when it's going to be okay. Meaning, if it was katzatz, if it was a stipulated fee, and therefore you're not telling him to go on Shabbos, then you're right. It would just be when the person leaves the Jewish person's house, just like those other cases, because it's no different. But if there's no stipulated fee, meaning the quicker he gets there, and it seems like it's based on a Shabbos, do it for me right now while it's Shabbos. So Beis Shammai says, you can't do this unless the person's going to have enough time to actually get to the house on Shabbos. And there, Beis Hillel says that you just need to get to the closest part to the city, and then it would be okay. But now the Gemara asks another question. But in the Reisha of the Brisa, it clearly tells us that if there is no stipulated fee, meaning you are telling him the quicker you get there, the better, and you're giving it to him on Friday afternoon, that it's not going to be allowed. So what are we now making these exceptions? Oh no, if you get to the house before, or if you get to the city before, then it would be okay. The first part of the Brisa said that the only time it's going to be allowed is if there is a set fee. So we tried to fix this brisa for Beis Hillel, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense that here he says that you need to go all the way until the beginning of the city, and earlier he said that you need to just leave the Jewish person's house. But by fixing it, we've caused another issue, because now we're saying that it's okay even if there's no set price. But the first part of the brisa said it's absolutely prohibited if there's no set price. So answers the Gemara, lo kasha. Ha de kviya bei doar b'masa, v'ha de lo kviya bei doar b'masa. No, the difference is whether there is a general centralized location. For mail, says the Riff, or the Rashi says that it's if there's a chashuv person there, if someone gets all the mail, if there's one set person to get all the mail there, that's when Beis Hillel allows you to send this letter with the guy without stipulating some sort of fee. If there's time for him to reach the house, that's when it would be okay. But when there's no set place for mail there, then it would not be okay, because then people are going to start to assume we don't know why they're going. The guy is caring for the Jew, whatever it may be. So that's the difference in that case. Even if there's no stipulated fee, then it would be okay. Good. Now we get to a different halacha. Tan Rabban and Rabbi Sensei Rai saying, Mafligin misfina pachos mishoshi yamim kodem Shabbos. Someone should not go on a journey by ship on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos. Now, what would be the issue? This is a big machlokas in the Rishonim. Tosfos says it's gzeira because we're afraid that you're going to swim. The Rabbeinu Hananel says it's a tuchum issue. The Rif says that people get seasick in the first few days, and therefore you're going to be missing out on Oneg Shabbos. This is where posts can talk about things in terms of missing out on Oneg Shabbos, talking about scheduling operations or certain things for a Friday. Are you allowed to do that going into Shabbos, knowing that this is not going to happen? The Baal HaMor says that maybe the issue is that you're going to put yourself in a situation where the captain might have to help you be Michal Shabbos if something were to go wrong. This gets us into a big discussion about long-term view versus short-term view on mitzvahs. Do we have to think ahead and say, oh, maybe that's going to happen, maybe I shouldn't do this? Big topics, not for us right now, but either way, you cannot go on this boat ride 3 days before Shabbos. Remember, Moses is talking about Lidvar HaRishus. This is talking about for something which is a personal matter, a discretionary matter. Aval Lidvar Mitzvah, but if it's for something which is a mitzvah, Shapir Dami, then you would be allowed to set sail even within 3 days of Shabbos. Now, what's considered Dvar Mitzvah? There are 2 days from the Magen Avram, where they're going to visit Eretz Yisrael would be enough. Some say Rabbeinu Tam says that visiting a friend or a business trip, that counts as a mitzvah. Beis Yosef says, if that's true, then there's no such thing as a dvar, it's just dvar mitzvah. Again, big machlokas, not for us right now. Posegimo amanas lishbos. And this person can go to the captain of the ship, the non-Jewish captain of the ship, and say, I'm coming on your boat on condition that you're going to stop sailing the ship on Shabbos. Now, even though he might not listen to you, just you saying that and putting the tanai out there might be enough. This is similar to what the poskim talk about with inviting someone who's not from over to your house for a Shabbos meal. So let's, are you allowed to invite them over if you know they're going to drive back? So some poskim say, if you offer them that they could stay in theory, that would be enough, even if you know that they won't stay. But as long as you put out the effort there, then it might be enough. This is what some want to say, the Eino Shoves, and he may then go on this journey and not stop the ship on Shabbos, still, it would be okay. Divrei Rebbe, this is what Rebbe says. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, Omer Eino Tzarech, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, the Jew doesn't even make that tanai, and the same distinction between Dvar Rishus, Dvar Mitzvah still applies. And then says the Gemara, Mitzur L'Tzidon, Afil Berev Shabbos Mutter. And from Tzur to Tzidon, even on Friday, it's going to be allowed to travel. Tan Rabbanan Rabbis, Tanat Tzun Abraisa. Ein Tzarin Al Ayaro Shel Nachrim Pachos Mishol Shiyom Kodom Shabbos. We should not lay siege to a Gentile city less than 3 days before Shabbos. But if you started the siege, you do not have to lift it when Shabbos comes. Shammai, Omer, and Shammai used to say, Ad Ridita, the Pasuk says, until it's conquered, that when we wage war, you'd have to go until it's conquered. Afilu b'Shabbos, that applies even on Shabbos. We can now go to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Noagin Hayu. So we said that it was the practice in their house to not give the dry cleaning within 3 days when it comes to colored clothes, white clothes. So when it comes to white clothes, colored clothes might be different. Tanya was taught in a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Tzadok says, Hakach Yamin Agoshal Beis Rabbi Gamliel. This was the custom of Rabbi Gamliel's house. Shayu Nosnun Klei Lavan Lakobe Shoshi Yam Kodem Shabbos. They would give the white clothes to the dry cleaner 3 days before Shabbos. Tzu and Afil Be'erv Shabbos and colored clothing even on Erev Shabbos. Mudivrahim Lamanu. And from these words, the Chacham, we learn, Shalavanim Kashim Lachab San Yosur Minat. That clearly it's much harder to wash the whiter clothes than it is to wash the colored ones. Whiter clothes get dirty easier, so it's much harder to wash them. So we're going to learn a story about the value of learning things in the Beis Medrash, that Abaye was giving a certain article of colored clothing to a dry cleaner, Amrale, and he said to him, how much is it going to cost me? Amrale, so the dry cleaner said, that it's going to cost the same thing as a white piece of clothing would cost you. Amrale, and Abaye said, no, kvar kadumuch rabbanan, I already learned in the Beis Medrash, I knew you were going to say this, and I learned that it's much easier to wash a colored clothing than white clothing, and therefore they are clearly not of the same value, so you are trying to rip me off. Now we have other pieces of laundering advice. Marabai Abai says, Hi man, Diyav Mano Akatra, someone who gives something to a dry cleaner, but Mishla Nesivle, so you should give it to him with a measurement. You should know how big it is and exactly what was going on with it at the time. Mishla Nishkomine, and you should take it back from him with a measurement. To eat fe, because if it's going to be bigger, Afsidei Demachte, then he damaged it by stretching the clothes too much for Ibitzir, and if it's too short, Afsidei Ki Dichavtse, that he clearly shrunk it, and that's going to be a problem also, so we have to be careful that we know the size of the things before we give to the dry cleaner, so that way we can call them out if they were to try to rip us off. This is Daf Yud Tes Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.